cut, wasn't that?
It's amazing. That we're not going to be probably 49 now, and it's getting way up. Pulling dead people out of the trains and still getting live people that are still trapped 12 hours later. So.
Prepared for it. It is
line is that if we go on the offensive.
I think I'd have to go on television.
Well,
but I don't know.
His argument is you should, but he says that we should make
the point. We should blow it up that much.
We should make the point of what that's his point. That the reason we did, we should treat it as a routine thing, but explain it. The explanation of why we didn't meet with them and sign on the 31st was that, first of all, when we got to Saigon, we got reports that they were frantically seizing territory and expanding their hold and greatly increasing the nature of a bloodbath.
Correct.
And that's true.
That's good.
Number two, that Phan Van Dong issued his thing saying that this was a coalition government.
Correct.
That is not true, and that has to be clarified and clearly understood by all parties before
all right.
we'll sign, because we're not going to sign anything that implies a coalition government.
Those points should be made anyway.
Right. And number three, we never agreed to their leaving all of their troops in South Vietnam. We were looking for a unilateral, some unilateral withdrawal as a signal of good intention or something prior to the agreement, which they have not done. And he says that's true. That one's kind of sticky. But he says,
the coalition government is a strong one to make.
Right.
That's the one I give.
Coalition government and the troop occupation. As you see here, that bothers people, leaving all those 145,000 troops in place. So that's what they were being tough about.
First, they were taking advantage of the ceasefire arrangements to get to grab territory.
Right.
Second, they were trying to interpret it to the coalition government. And third, they were not carrying out their commitment, which we are in understanding, to remove some of their troops.
Okay. And that we have confidence that if they are bargaining in good faith, which we've assumed all along that they were, that we can settle this. And however, we will not be stampeded into a bad settlement for the sake of the election or anything else, which is what they're apparently trying to do. Then
I will say that on Thursday night about not be stampeded.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Now I raised the point. I said, now we got a question here. The president it hasn't been announced, but the time has been bought and it's known that he intended to go on television Thursday night with a general look at the future type of thing. And Henry said, well, I think he definitely should do that. And no matter how this comes out, he definitely should talk for a few minutes in that about Vietnam, making the point that the first item in looking to the future that we've got to look at is to get the war over. And we have made major progress in doing that, and described the situation very, very briefly as it is at that point in time, regardless of what it is. Say we're committed to the generation of peace and pledge that we will get peace with honor in Vietnam, and that we are convinced we will. Just what you've already been saying. His argument is that the first few minutes on that program should be on Vietnam in any event.
Well, so, to get that overload of the price to price,
all right.
Price can get one page written out, so price not to write a tip. A couple of pages. I think I know what to do, but I'll be able to spend some time on see. But that's another beauty of the Chicago thing. You know, God damn, I have the time now.
Yeah,
now don't let tell Alex not to vote with the ship, though.
Well,
I'm asking
whether you want to do anything tomorrow.
No, sir.
There are a couple of possibilities. You can move the urban speech up to tomorrow if you want to have something to do, but I don't think you should.
No.
The second thing is, Nelson Rockefeller is doing the press club tomorrow. You can have him in ahead of time for a brief appointment, which would hypo his appearance at the press club.
All right, that's fine.
We can move Kroll up to tomorrow rather than to Wednesday if you want to do him. We maybe could, but then it's a little late to try and do
that. I do Kroll Wednesday. This would be fine. Okay, he used to change them quite often.
He used to change them. I don't want to change them. Now, Ehrlichman talked to Cahill, and there's absolutely no problem with John. He said John was very worried about it, but Cahill called him today, and so John called, said that the president hasn't called him, and I went through the whole thing. He said, well, I'll call him and see what's happening, but it's going to be a real problem. Well, he called back and said there's no problem at all. It's in good shape. Nothing further should be done at all. I think Cahill probably realized he was being a little childish. Well, he's just sensitive. There is a problem now. He said he took the most foul stream of abuse that he's taken from anybody in the 4 years we've been here from Ronald Reagan on the phone this afternoon.
what the hell do we do about that?
We signed HR1, which Ronald Reagan was...
Wait, but we didn't, but didn't have anything.
We would not sign.
But it didn't have the welfare thing in it.
I know. Tried that on somebody. It apparently has caught them in a sticky wicket on something, and then it's got Reagan all excited. And then...
Well, for Christ's sake,
John just took it.
John explained to him that we did not sign HR1 with the welfare part. That was taken out.
Oh, sure.
God, I think he wants the rest of it, doesn't he?
Apparently he wants some of it, but not all of it. There's something that he doesn't. That screws him up somehow. I don't think that hurts us one bit. Let Reagan get upset. At this point, it doesn't matter. Reagan upset 2 months ago, or 4 months ago, was a problem. Reagan upset today could be an asset.
Such an ass.
But Henry's view on the press thing, he says, first of all, the liberal press is very vulnerable and is going to have a hard time taking us on because they've moved to the right of us now. You know, they're doing that on the thing of we're letting poor little Hugh down and stuff like that. And his view is...
And that's what's getting through to these people.
His view is that what we've got to do, if it blows, is that Henry's got to routinely brief position on it, just as he did before, that it should not escalate to your level. But then you go on calmly on television Thursday night and say your piece to the American people covering Vietnam for a few minutes at the opening.
The interesting thing about this, if it does bear out, an interesting thing Chuck said that Sinlinger called back and said that he was wrong. His reactions were good to what had happened, you know what I mean? Or whatever that's worth. But on the other hand, Lou Bell, before the settlement, you know, was saying that he thought it would be bad, right?
Yeah.
Talking about peace.
Of course, Dave Sigalops just laughs at both those theories. He says Lou Bell's an ass.
His view is ridiculous.
Okay.
And what does Davey say about our mail? Our mail means something.
Is too that the corruption issues in dry well.
Babies
are from a government. He says the first place its effect would appear would be among the Democrats supporting the president, but the president's support is firm among 33% of the Democrats.
Operator, I placed a call to Mayor Daley and he has not returned it. If you try it again, and if you can't get him, get Colonel Riley in Chicago. You got that name, Riley? Right. I'll just pass a message to the old bastard.
Mayor's probably playing the thing of the hill. He's out there directing the wrecking crews.
Percy's the one I'm giving blood. Now, isn't that the carniest son of a bitch you think the world would do? I just don't believe in that.
Almost overridingly so, because the son of a bitch is a Christian scientist and doesn't believe in it.
Don't they believe in giving blood now? What the hell, just let them die?
No, we believe that they wouldn't die if they don't eat blood. That's a physical cure, and the Christian scientists don't believe in the physical cure. So he's going, you know, what he should be doing is knowing the truth.
Pray.
Praying for him, that's right. It shows, I mean, even in his religious conviction, he doesn't have
total horror.
That's right. Wouldn't be dramatic if a lot of signs in hell, so he gave a pint of blood instead.
Somewhat reassuring, Bob, that the country is not all that taken all with this peace business. I think, frankly, too, that we had all the marbles in our head of God.
That's it.
I just think you had already felt that we were doing the best we could, and I don't think there were any more bullets to be gotten there.
That's all.
And the other people were just against us, period. They didn't want peace with honor. They wanted was surrender. And we didn't give them that, right?
Sure.
And so all we did was to get a few of our hogs, then his straw man in us. Fortunately, I got Henry to get off his ass and call that. He got apparently a good column on a buck that he said. He says,
yep.
Printed Jim.
Well, he printed one, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Has it been printed?
He ran one yesterday.
That it was a good settlement. It's just not been strong enough in saying this is not a coalition government. I'm getting hard on
Joe Alsop just said that, right? damn good on it, too.
Does he say that it is not a coalition government?
Yeah.
That's the point we have to get across. Well, what time is Agnew on?
I don't know. Yeah. Now they've got some device to make sure they make news out of it. They're taking one of the 5 minutes we had already bought. They have had the 5 minute time, and it was going to be the Conley film. Dropping the film and going with that.
Are we taking on this, though? I think all we are taking on, not going, dividing the country to two things. Of course, you seem to think there are some of the other, some of them are beginning to write it, but yeah, I have a sense of like, some. Sitting on top of this thing. These negotiations are goddamn important, you know. And, you know, have to follow what's mercurial, what's Henry. You know, you've got to balance it, Bob. You know how he is. He's, yep. Believe me, when I talk to him at 3 o'clock, the world would come to an end. He just ominous.
Well, that's the way he is. He is mercurial.
And it may be ominous, but I said, well, Henry, I said, you know, I said, don't try to make, we won't try to make debating points. I said, we're just going to play it hard.
Well, he's thinking soundly on it now. I'll get the stuff over to Ray and we'll work on that.
Yeah. Work on something. Ray's speech, as I said, it's a very beautifully written speech. Doesn't say a goddamn thing. So, you know, except the point about tax increases. I said, read that again. And Vietnam.
Had a little in Vietnam
at the beginning, I think.
Yeah.
You've got to start with subject A, otherwise people are going to say, what the hell is he doing?
And on that basis, maybe you go to the full half hour.
I think I will have to. I'll have to, because I think Ray's over the 20 minutes already.
Okay.
But don't take the full half hour if it's 25 minutes. In other words, if I don't ever believe in trying to fill time, can we quit in 25 minutes and run a commercial or something?
Yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll figure a loose-ended thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, we ought to figure, we can figure out the year length pretty closely, and then we'll work something out that if you're down to only 5 minutes or so, how we put our community. Doesn't really make any difference.
Or give something for a charitable thing, or can you get that slid down to a 5-minute deal?
Yeah, they thought they could, as a matter of fact. They think they can pull some out of that.
Give me a, give us 5 minutes on her. If we needed a star. My guess is that we won't.
I wouldn't worry about going a full half hour on this kind of thing.
Well, I wouldn't either, except that.
I mean, you don't need to feel you have to, but I mean,
I know that.
I've felt before you had to keep it short. I think being the only television speech you're making.
Yeah.
Most people will stay with you, and the people who leave, it doesn't matter. They'll have gotten your point. They'll have gotten your tone. They'll have gotten the feel of what you're saying. That's all it's all that, that's what you're after.
And I look like so far. The pissing on this settlement by the liberal media also affects people. You know what I mean? People don't know why they're, some of the birchers know why they're against, but they're a small group. But you know what I mean? The liberal media is not jumping up and down about this. Do you agree?
Well, not completely. Because they're not hailing it, but they're sure not pissing on it.
That's right. We want to deal with that, which is good. Made the deal. We would have been stuck with the worship both worlds.
Yep, you agree?
Yep.
Now you're looking strong, I think.
Yeah.
That
you well, are to our people. Well, I think you could tell Henry that he's got to get out. I think he's got to get out, even on, not to a columnist, but somebody has got to say, even Ziegler's. Rogers, maybe should say something. Let Rogers say something tough. That Rogers should go on. Well, we've got to see what the market needs to say first, but we mustn't be just totally concerned. We can't let our waiting for them lose the public relations thing for us, see my point?
Yep.
And that's why I think we've got to say that, make this point that we are, this the president is insisting on this delay because of the deal not being made properly. What are you doing?
with the other 5 or 15 million. But how do you deal with the propaganda thing of how come you're letting out this 5? What about the other 5? I see. Let's try this right now. Who do you negotiate with? It's the whole case then? With the president? Should I check this with the president? Because I'm in here with him now. Okay. My reaction, if you think we can ride with the... If you can figure out the, how we explain why we didn't release the others, is fine. I wish that we'd done it 3 months ago, 6 months ago. We have a court order and we do it. And we have no concern about releasing it. And the donors have agreed, huh? Yeah. Sounds off all right publicly. Yeah, but not the problem of the other thing. Yeah. I see. My view would be if you guys think you should, that you should.
By that, all right.
commission said it was all right, except for these things. We found this in Saigon, this other situation, Van Van Dong, bomb status coalition government. In other words, it was okay until we discovered
they violated, in other words, they violated the terms.
That's right. So on three counts. One, they're moving their troops in and preparing for a bloodbath. Two, Van Dong said the
coalition
government. Three, they did pull troops out as they indicated they would as a signal to us.
Right.
They violated understandings. Violated understandings, right. We've been around that track.